You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freedom Radio. Well, guys, my 2 hours are up. It's been a pretty crunk couple hours, the longest mix I've actually ever done. And on a parting note, now that it's 1 a.m., you can slow it down, play some Erykah Badu. So I'll leave you with a song, it's called Bag Lady.
Hurt your back, dragging all them bags like that. I guess nobody ever told you all you must hold on to is you, is you, is you. One day all them bags gon' get in.
Last shout out to friends in California, Miro, if you're still listening. Friends in Chicago, Lubavir, I know you're listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Guys, gonna switch to the automated playlist now. Apologies in advance for difficulties in the switch.
Now keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit.
So y'all be nice about it. All right. Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? Okay. Let's see how y'all groove to this.
Imagine being 40.
Stars. Like Badu, I'ma tell you the truth. Show and prove, booking the food. I think you better call him and tell him. You can't use my
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
I'd like to dedicate this to all of the Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, the food you eat? No. I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. It was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you, you. The night was long. We're cooling out through the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I pick my friends like I pick my fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only a youth. I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. I'm so flash free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we?
Thank you. have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
magic, weird, and wonderful world of tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Say you're not just another one. feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love,
this is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.